In part two of our visit with Marty Goetz, he shares more about his take on what messianic music means to him.
I fell into the messianic community because when I started to sing over the years, I didn't start out in messianic venues. I started out in the church. I got saved in a church. My first job as a new believer was to play piano for Debbie Boone, who some of your listeners would remember. She had a song called You Light Up My Life, and her father's Pat Boone, and I became her piano player. So for 10 years after I was a new believer, I played piano for Debbie in hotels, in Las Vegas, Atlantic City, state fairs. I was a working musician playing for a Christian singer or a singer who happened to be a Christian. And anyway, but as I kept going, I got opportunities to be on like television shows like TBN. And I got to sing my signature testimony song called Jew Born Anew. A friend got me on TBN, a friend I was going to church with there in California, and who happened to be the son of Eddie Fisher and Debbie Reynolds. His name was Todd Fisher. And he there's a long story behind it, but through a show that he produced, he had me on TBN. And then I got to do TBN quite a bit. And actually, interestingly enough, got to do a couple of shows with Hal Lindsey, who also happened to be the man who baptized me, immersed me in the Pacific Ocean way back in 1979. So there was a connection there. So, and then I got to be on Jewish Voice Broadcast, which was not under Jonathan Bernis at the time, but it was under a couple named the Kaplan. So little by little, the Jewish people in the body of Messiah got to know who I was. And eventually in 1990, I got to go to the big Messianic conference in Pennsylvania called Messianic Jewish Alliance of America. That was started by the parents of the guy who was in a group called LAM, Joel Chernoff. And that Joel Chernoff and LAM was kind of the first popular Messianic expression in the country, I think, and in the music business. So once the Jewish people in the body and I got together, well, of course, it was like a family reunion. You know what I mean? And they embraced Jenny and me. So I became part of what is called the Messianic movement. But I came into it just by being who I am, just by being myself. Does that make sense? In other words, I wasn't trying to create a different kind of music.
Sure.
I was just being myself, and I just happened to be a Jew who believes in Jesus, so it came out messianic. But I would say if I could do a thumbnail sketch definition of messianic, I would say messianic music is really music that expresses the heart of God's people, Israel, the Jewish people, and those who love the God of Israel, not just the Jews, but people connected with the original first fruits of the gospel, which is Jews. I mean, that the Bible tells us that the first believers were Jews, and the gospel is to the Jew first and then to the nations. And God is going to use the nations to provoke my people to jealousy, the same way Bert provoked me to jealousy, to come to Yeshua, not to become Christians, but to become inheritors of the heritage and the inheritance that God intended for them right from the beginning. And I'm not talking even about the beginning of the gospel. I'm talking about from all the way back to Avram, back to Abraham. So all that to say is my definition of messianic music would be that which puts Messiah at the center, his connection to his people, his connection to his land, his connection to this earth, and the coming, and most of all,
you know, Marty, you and I go way, way back, even though we've never met each other in person, but As I mentioned, I was on radio for many, many years here in Wisconsin in Christian radio. And I can remember in the early 90s playing your music on Christian radio, and you were among our very favorites, and our listeners loved your music and still do to this day. But it's interesting to see how so many things have happened in over the years, but also in a short period of time. And one of the interesting connections I see is the fact that you are coming in June to our hometown of Janesville, Wisconsin, to our House of Fellowship. So we'll get to see you in person. How about that for a God moment?
Well, you know what? It's funny, Mike. I just need to tell you, my wife is not here. If she were here, you'd hear her in the background saying, "Don't talk so much." or be clearer. Don't say so many things. But my wife Jenny, we just agreed to that engagement. And I'm going to tell you something, Mike. Not only is it a God moment, but we don't go out much anymore. We just don't. We're well, as the Bible puts it, we're advanced in years, and we just found that House of Worship has taken so much of our attention and so much of our intention that running around all over the place just doesn't work for us anymore. But we really do pray for each and every engagement. Is this not just something to fill our calendar and fill our coffers, so to speak?
Right.
Even though that's not why we ever gone out. We didn't go ever do what we do to fill our coffers, but we do every person, you know, a person has to live, right? You have to live. So yes, we have made our living doing what we do. But now, because the Lord has blessed us in such a way that we can be home more, we don't take a lot of engagements. So the fact that we took this one, and the fact that you're going to be there and you're telling me that's your home fellowship, that actually is very encouraging to me, because it tells me that we're listening to the voice of the shepherd. You know, we're going where the shepherd is leading us to go. We're not sheep flitting around looking for a place to land. So thank you for telling me that.
Well, we are really excited about it because, first of all, we've enjoyed your music for a long, long time. But now with our new program where we get to share not only some variations of your music and your daughter's music, but then to be able to see you and hear you in person and just thank you face-to-face for all the wonderful ways that you've inspired us over the years. We are very, very thankful, and I know our fellowship is really excited about having you come and be in Janesville, Wisconsin, of all places, on June 20th.
Wisconsin. I hope I won't be a disappointment. But I really appreciate. Let me give you a belated thank you, because in those days when people were playing music on radio and stuff like that, I was not. I say this with a bit of embarrassment. I was not ever good at communicating. My mother, I think you heard me joke about it last night, if you were, because you were watching. I said my mother used to call me. My mother's gone, you know, left the earth. I don't know. To be honest, I don't know where she is, but I hope I'll see her again. But my mom used to call me the Phantom. So I was never good at communicating with the people who showed interest in what we were doing. And that's to my embarrassment. I just wasn't in that place at that time. I was too busy just trying to do it, you know, just trying to keep my head above water. But I want to give you a belated thank you for playing our music. I really, really mean that. Because we never had a record deal. We never had an agent. We never had a manager. We never had a team. It's been my wife and me all these years. Just that's it. That's the extent of our ministry, and a board, a ministry board and us. But I also want to thank you for including my daughter, Misha, in that, because my daughter, you'll never meet a finer, more pure-hearted worshiper of the Lord than my daughter. She's just, I don't know how God, we only had one. But she has just blessed Jenny and me beyond, like, better than 10 sons, as they say. And her music, I really believe, is an untapped treasure of music, if I may say, as her father. But I say this not just as her father, I say it as a fellow songwriter. I just think she's excellent, and the fact that you're including her makes me really happy.
Well, we're so glad to do it. And Marty, you have finally, as we close out our visit today, because I think you and I could talk for hours, and maybe we'll get to talk for hours when you come to Janesville, just a few blocks from our home. But if there's anything that you would like to share with our listeners about the House of Worship or your music or your website and some of your other concert events that I know you don't do as many as you once did, but share that with our listeners so that people can keep up with what you're doing.
I will, and just, will you assure me, though, Mike, before I do, that I didn't talk too much or I didn't ramble too much?
You did not ramble too much. I think it just, it sounded like two old friends having a nice visit.
Okay, I've been sipping on my coffee while we're talking, so it's perfect. It's like we're having coffee together. But if I could say anything, let me just take a moment, take a deep breath, and say what it would be. Okay, I'll say this, and I'm saying this not to aggrandize my daughter and me, but I don't know if your listeners know about the movie David that was just out, the animated movie David. Have you heard of it?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, well, that animated movie really got Hollywood's attention because it was a big success. You know, things these days are not the way they used to be. They don't last in the movie theaters for very long. They show up, they get a following, and then they go straight to streaming. You know, that's just the new world we live in. But the movie was very successful. Well, Misha and I, my daughter Misha and I, had two songs in that movie. The story of how that happened would be another time, but we were so blessed to have two songs in that movie. One of the songs we have, they're not the songs that the kids would be singing going to bed at night by their parents. They're not those songs. Those were written by two friends of ours named Brock and Molly, two young, really talented artists. But Misha and I got a chance to do two numbers, and one of the numbers is Samuel anointing David. And as he anoints David, Misha and I crafted, along with the composer of the music of the musical, the actual composer of all the music, he wrote the melody. But Misha and I crafted the words from Psalm 118, and the words are this: Baruch haba b'shem Adonai, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. So what I would like to say to your listeners is, just as Samuel anointed David with those words, what he was saying over David was, you are a king. You are a king upon whom is an anointing that looks back to the Garden of Eden, looks back to the very beginning, and looks forward to the consummation of all things. The anointing on David to be the king of Israel with the words, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, is a foreshadowing of the son of David, the root and the offspring of David, meaning Yeshua, Jesus. In other words, what everything we focus on when we do House of Worship, or anything we do now until we leave our breathe our last breath, is in the context of preparing the way of the Lord. Our entire ministry, our entire life, looks forward to that day when Yeshua returns to Jerusalem to be the king. And he will not come, he says it, until he hears his people Israel say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. The conditions of their life at the point they say that, I could not tell you. You would have to be a prophet or something better, even more, to understand when it's going to be and how it's going to be. But even Yeshua, Jesus said, only my Father knows, only my Father. So all that to say is our ministry, our life, our work, our music is all focusing and pointed toward the time when our King will return to sit on his throne in Israel to be the King of the Jews and the Lord of all the nations, who also are the sons and daughters of Abraham through faith. So to me, the body of Christ is very simple. I have a very simple theology. It's this. I said this last night too. You probably heard me say it. In the whole universe, there's only two kinds of human beings: Yeshua, the perfect Son of God, and the rest of us, who are being made into that image by his Spirit.
We've been visiting today with Marty Goetz. Marty, thank you so much for spending a little time with In Spirit Radio today. I know you have a few concert appearances scheduled for 2026, and one of those is here in Janesville, Wisconsin on June 20th, and we are so excited about that.
Thank you so much for that, and I hope I'll have some good Wisconsin cheese while I'm up there.
We will make sure that you get some. Believe me, we will make sure that you get some. But even more than that, to be able to visit and pray in person for a few moments and be a part of the concert that night, In Spirit Radio is so just honored to join Congregation Beth Yeshua on Mount Zion for that event. And so thank you for that, and we sure look forward to getting a chance to spend that evening together in worship.
Thank you, my brother Mike and Jeannie, right?
Yes, that's right.
Well, can I leave with a blessing over your people and your
please
and your show? God love that. Yeah, thank you for calling. This has been a delightful conversation, and I'm so glad we're going to get together. Lord willing, we will get together there in Wisconsin. But I just want to say over your people, Yivarechach Adonai v'yishmarecha, the Lord bless you and keep you. Ya'er Adonai panav elecha v'yichunecha, the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Yisa Adonai panav elecha v'yasem lecha shalom, the Lord lift up his countenance upon you, smile upon you, and give you his peace. And as you receive that blessing, know that he has put his name, his holy name, his holy, holy, holy name upon you in the name of Yeshua. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
Okay.
Oh, Marty, thank you so much. God bless you. And we look forward to catching you on House of Worship, Lord willing, on Friday night. It's a must-see TV for us.
Thank you so much. Well, God bless you, Mike and Miss Jeannie and In Spirit Radio and all your listeners.